There's plenty to do, and that's, I think, a huge, if you will, benefit of being able to track something like a hurricane coming up the coast. And they have been watching this for a week now. They saw it hit Puerto Rico. They saw it, you know, start as a tropical storm in the Atlantic and then begin moving. So as expected, you know, their agencies are playing significant roles across the board, from the obvious ones such as FEMA and DHS to others you may not think of, such as the National Park Service and the Veterans Affairs Department. Craig Fugate is FEMA's administrator.
We have a whole of government approach. That means all the federal agencies under her leadership and the president have been working together to get ready to support the governors and their teams. But it's not just about government. It's about our volunteers and the NGO organizations, the private sector.
Janet Napolitano is the Homeland Security Department's secretary. She says the government is trying to actually get ahead of the storm.
The federal government is leaning forward ahead of the storm. We have mobilized significant assets. The president has directed us to ensure that all needed resources are available and that we should coordinate closely with our state and local partners who are actually the first responders in this storm situation. We are doing just that. I have been in touch with the mayors and governors in the storm path, and we are also in touch with all of the first responders in the storm path along the East Coast.
Now, agencies are doing many things, so I'm just going to give you a quick list of just some of the things I found. The Army, for instance, is moving the last remaining patients from the Walter Reed Army Medical Center to the new facility in Bethesda, obviously, just in case of power issues and flooding issues.
Right.
The Postal Service is preparing for possible delays or even stoppages of service because of the storm. USPS says employees in the Capital Metro area, so the Washington, D.C. area, will be working around the clock to secure the mail, postal facilities, and equipment in advance of Hurricane Irene. The Coast Guard's Water Science Center is deploying crews to North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Maryland to actually deploy storm surge sensors to coastal areas. They're also sending additional sensors up and down the East Coast, Florida, Connecticut, New York. HHS is also coordinating with public health and emergency management agencies in U.S. territories and states along the projected path to make sure information is available so people can know how to protect their health, protect themselves as the hurricane comes. GSA's USA.gov website is up and has a dedicated page to Hurricane Irene. And I imagine they're going to continue to update that afterwards and how people can get help from the government. And, of course, the National Hurricane Center, run by the National Weather Service, they're the center of the preparation effort with their forecasts and other information. Just a whole lot of stuff is happening.
I'm picturing the people at the National Hurricane Center all week long going, yay, us, this is our deal, man.
And big pots of coffee.
That's right, a lot of coffee. Now, you mentioned, I mentioned when you first came on, the agency's not just doing the preparation work that you're talking about, they're looking at phase two and phase three also.
Absolutely, because I think a big lesson from Hurricane Katrina in 2005 and other natural disasters is there's so much advanced preparation you can do, so when things do happen, you're ready. So even though we've heard Secretary Napolitano say that state and local governments are the true first responders, the federal government's role is clear and it has to be ready. Napolitano says FEMA and other agencies are already getting into place for the aftermath.
FEMA has its National Incident Management Assistance Teams already located in a number of the states, so we won't have to wait for them to get there. They've been embedded over the last few days, and that will make sure that we are seamless in our response and recovery.
Now, along with FEMA, obviously, other agencies are doing that same thing. It's not just preparing, but the recovery and the response. Mm-hmm. The Federal Communications Commission, for instance, has deployed their what they call roll call spectrum scanning teams at FEMA regional offices in Atlanta and Boston. What these teams do is conduct post scans after landfall to determine which critical communication systems might have been impacted.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's not something I'd ever heard of before.
No, exactly. I think because of where the role telecommunications plays, I think that's why they're doing that. Mm-hmm. And in fact, two mobile emergency response systems, or what they call MERS, one's in Raleigh, North Carolina, one's in Fort Jackson, South Carolina, are also staged to support emergency response communication needs.
Mm-hmm.
The Army Corps of Engineers is already deployed in Puerto Rico to help restore power there, and they also have staged at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, again, to help support just in case.
Mm-hmm.
National Park Service, Fish and Wildlife Service also are organizing and deploying incident management teams and law enforcement teams, and obviously other agencies from SBA to GSA to agriculture also will play a big role.
I imagine most federal employees at this point in time are thinking, well, what about me? And that's a fair thought, because if this happens the way that it looks like this might happen, just things as simple as do I show up for work on Monday could be in question.
That's a big issue. I mean, what happens on Monday? Because yes, the storm's going to happen Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but you know, OPM, the Office of Personnel Management, GSA's Public Building Service, actually are serving as really in many ways the lead to ensure it's safe for federal workers to come to work on Monday. Obviously, federal employees should check websites, make sure that they have supervisors' phone numbers in case if the power is out, or other emergency phone numbers so they can find out if their buildings suffer damage, if they're open, what's the status is. Now, we will put a link up shortly from GSA about where agencies can go to check that building status. But again, if they don't have power, we've asked GSA for a phone number as well. And we'll also be in touch with OPM over the weekend about the operating standards. So we'll have something all weekend long, and we'll be have it up right there on federalnewsradio.com.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller of the Federal response to this hurricane, no matter what happens, is vast, and I appreciate you filling me in on it.
My pleasure.